Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Jacqueline Williams-Bridgers, Inspector General of the U.S. Department of State and the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Joining me in the conversation is another PwC partner, Patty Fisher.
Jackie, let's talk more about the role of the IG. I understand that the vision of the IG is to be an independent and objective force for positive change in foreign affairs community. What concrete things do you and your employees do to work towards that vision?
Patty, probably the greatest challenge that we have in realizing our vision is overcoming the perception that we can be an independent agency, yet at the same time work collaboratively with our agencies. And by that I mean that many people perceive that your independence is compromised, your objectivity is compromised. If you sit at the table with principals in an agency and say, these are my ideas, this is what we have learned from our past audits, from our inspections of overseas embassies, from our investigations of misconduct, what works. Here are the vulnerabilities that we've seen in past experiences. And as we all know, organizations tend to do that which they've done best over time. So it's very difficult for them oftentimes to take a step away from the traditional course. But what we like to do in order to realize positive change is to say, here's our best thinking. You make the decision, but here's the results of all of our information before you make decisions, before you commit to new policy, before you commit to new program designs. I also like the notion that OIG is an educator. We teach what we have learned in the course of our reviews. So most of our auditors, many of our investigators, many of our inspectors participate in all the training sessions at the Department of State. Every junior officer has the benefit of a segment with OIG. Every ambassador, before they leave for post, has the benefit of a segment with OIG. We tell them where the bright yellow lines are, what mistakes past ambassadors have made that have run them afoul of the law, and also what we've learned are some best strategies for ambassadors and for our future leaders in engaging with their own communities to help mobilize the workforce to achieve their own goals.
Could you talk a little bit more about the reporting relationships with NIG, who you report to, and then how you work with the constituencies? Because I've heard one of sort of just partnership, but yet my sense is there is some tension when people don't automatically listen.
Oh, that's right. In OIG, we don't have a lot of friends all the time. our reporting relationship by law is to both the Congress and the Secretary of State, and in our case, to Broadcasting Board of Governors. There was no order of that reporting relationship established in law. It didn't say you report to the Secretary first or to the Congress first. But the way that we make it work is that we ensure that the department is never blindsided, that they always have the benefit of first knowledge of what we have found in the course of our work. There is also a certain discretion that should be exercised by the executive branch in making decisions based on what are known problems or identified problems during the course of our work. But then, as soon as we inform the department and the BBG, we then inform the Congress in the same fashion, with the same level of disclosure that we have had with the department. There are other constituencies, of course, for the OIG. There are other agencies. After all, State Department represents only about 25% of U.S. government presence overseas. There are many other agencies who have a vested interest in ensuring the protection of their staff as they work in our embassies. And it is our responsibility as the security oversight arm for all of government to ensure that all U.S. government employees, all foreign nationals who work in our embassies are safe. So employees of other agencies that serve tours overseas are also our constituents. Plus, the American taxpayer is our constituent, and it is our responsibility, our obligation, to get information into the hands of the American public so that they can be well informed and that they can feel certain that their tax dollars are used to advance U.S. foreign policy interests consistent with their own needs.
How has the role of the IG evolved since you joined the government in 1978?
When Congress established the offices of Inspector General, they were looking for a voice inside the agencies, someone that would have developed over the course of time the expertise, the eyes, the ears of the program officials and learning what worked well and what didn't work. I think initially the focus was much on the watchdog kind of approach to oversight. Let's play the gotcha game. Aha, we have misspent money. Aha, you have wasted dollars here. After all, the Congress wasn't getting that kind of information before the establishment of the IGs until after the fact. But I think over time, the law that created the IGs that said prevent and detect has gotten more equal focus. I think IGs now are learning that it is as important for them to be engaged early on, working in collaboration with the agencies, as well as identifying when dollars have been wasted. After all, I think we're much more effective when we've said, here's an opportunity not to spend an additional $3 or $4 or $5 million than it is, aha, here you've wasted that money and lost the opportunity.
What caused that change?
I think that it's just smart way of doing business. I think that the IGs found that they could be more effective if the agencies viewed them as a free resource. And certainly in all opportunities that I have in meeting with principals, I say, view me as your free consultant. Why go outside and pay the several hundred dollars per hour when the appropriations are quite independent? It doesn't cost you a dime, but it certainly can cost in the long run if you don't engage our services.
You serve on the President's Council on Integrity and Efficiency. Can you tell us more about this group?
Sure. The PCIE is the forum for the presidentially appointed inspectors general to work together and to coordinate on professional activities. So our focus is both on those activities, those issues that affect our internal operations, such as human resource development issues, our reporting responsibilities. And right now, an area of great concern to us is the establishment of a law enforcement authority in law to allow us to work most effectively in the criminal investigative arena. But the PCIE also focuses its attention on government-wide concerns, such as the implementation of Government Performance Results Act, computer crimes, and tax delinquent debt.
All right, it's a good place for us to stop now. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.